I'm glad it's God that brings revival. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's all of God or it's all of nothing. It's got to be Him. Got to be. I mean, look at me. It's got to be Him. You know, I realize that. I told them that many a night. Amen. That I still don't understand it. Why God would even allow me to be a part of it. But it come because of prayer. That's what birthed it. And one man said, we're either going to live by prayer in revival or we're going to die in pleasure because of unbelief. And that came because of prayer. That was already way ahead. Amen. I thank God, amen, for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. What He has allowed us. I'll tell you right now, the Holiness Church, the reason that if you say, I don't know if you really say it, but if you'd say, well, we're not really having the great outpouring that we'd like to have, it's not because of a lack of preaching of the Word. I was raised up in an organization, denomination, and at one time they were looked at and believed to have some of the best preachers. And I believe they did. But the Holiness movement has, no doubt, has the best preachers. Amen. And the best preaching, the Word of God. And the Bible tells us it's not for a lack of the preaching of the Word. It's the famine, it's the hearing of the Word. And so we've got glorious preaching. And I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for the Word of God this morning. I'm thankful for this convention, this camp meeting. This is our camp meeting. Amen. What I mean, this is our camp meeting. This is where we come. We decided that about 5 years ago or so. I was used to as a youngin going to a camp meeting growing up every year, week of the fourth, all week. And then when we left that and we didn't have nowhere and we started visiting some, but we decided this is our camp meeting. And so I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the goodness of God. Amen. Appreciate the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I was thinking about what Brother Prescott said on being persuaded. Being persuaded. And that's what I want camp meeting to do for me. I don't want it to become like the youth camps of old. You know, where we've heard it said, and it happens a lot of times, where our young people go from youth camp to youth camp year to year, and it seems like they sort of just burn out after a few weeks. If we're not careful, camp meeting will do that to us. But I want exactly what the camp meeting is for and the convention is for, that encouragement, that strength, that renewal. Amen. I don't want to have to come back and do over again and over again. I want to build on and build on and build on. And so I'm just thankful for the goodness of the Lord in this camp meeting and this convention that we have. I want to say real quick, we appreciate the good folk here, all the people that we've been able to meet over the years, and we're still meeting folk year after year, and we appreciate that. Appreciate Brother and Sister Prescott. Amen. And I'm saying, I mean it when I say it. I appreciate the Lord. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I want you to open your Bibles with me today. And I'm just going to jump right in the middle of what Brother Savage preached and some of what Brother Chan hit on this morning. And I don't understand it. Amen. I think about, you know, Brother Flower said he comes for refreshing and renewal, and I feel so inadequate. I really do, you know, for a man such as him and other preachers that have given up so much. You've left more than that. Deny yourself many of the conveniences and the pleasure. It's just simple pleasures that we have, and that I would try to stand and give some encouragement. I really feel like a David among giants. I really do. And not just in height. There's been some big men on in this pulpit. But But I want to try this morning to preach just a little while. I really felt like, and I really believe, I'm not just saying this being preachery, I really feel like that God really, really was going to help somebody this morning. I really felt that. And I still believe that. I still believe that. That's exactly right. I still believe that. Amen. That's exactly right. And it is true that oftentimes there's just one person that's the key to the service. Oh yeah, that's right. It could be. And I still believe God wants to help somebody. Amen. Oftentimes services get to the place where this one was. It just feels like it's almost at that breaking point. Amen. That band is pulled. Amen. Almost to the extreme, the extremity. Pulled all the way. It's just ready to go. And that's the way I feel today. That's the way I feel today. That's why I was pushing it a little bit. Amen. I believe in that. Amen. I believe in pushing it a little bit. Amen. Some people need a push. And I believe in pushing it a little bit. Amen. I needed a push one day. Thank God they pushed me along, Brother Prescott, Brother Alden. They pushed me along. And I believe in doing it. And I'll tell you, if you need a push today, we're going to push you along. Amen. We're going to push you right on in. And see what God will do today. I'm going to tell you something. That message didn't move you. Amen. Didn't stir you. Amen. The Spirit of God will still, and is still here and still able to do that. Amen. I want you to stand with me. 1 Kings today, if you will. Amen. I'll read a few verses of Scripture. Amen. Well, I tell you what, let's go to 2 Kings. Amen. 2 Kings. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Preach a little bit and Lord help us, and then maybe we can come right back down the altar. Amen. Or we can get in right where we're at. That's the wonderful thing about God, from the pulpit to the back wall. Amen. He's God. He doesn't lose any of His power and any of His presence. All right, 2 Kings. And let's see here. I'm going to scramble around here and see what I was going to. Look at verse 9. That's what we'll read. Chapter 2, I'm sorry. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. I heard a preacher say that this morning. Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. I want to preach just for a little bit this morning, simply on the thought, I will not be denied. Amen. I will not be denied. I want you to pray with me and pray for me today. Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, for the goodness, the grace, the great privilege that we have, the mercies of the Lord. I ask you, Lord, today by your great power and with your great hand, Lord, to reach down. Lord, you reach down farther than when we can reach up. I ask you, Lord, for strength. God, sweep over us today. Sweep over us today, God. Lord, I pray that in our seeking and in our searching, Lord, and in our pressing and in our pushing, oh God, that we would draw closer and draw nigh to you. God, that everything else would be cast out, cast from us, God. Lord, for everything that's done, we'll give you the praise for it. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I would not and I will not be denied. The word deny means to withhold. To withhold. It means to refuse to grant a request. And
What we have is one man of God asking another man of God, making his request and his petition. Elijah's on the verge of leaving this world, and God's give him instructions and give him directions of what he is to do. One of those was to anoint Elijah in his stead. And so he did that. As he was walking by where Elisha was plowing in the field, and the Bible says that he cast his mantle on him. He found that young man plowing in the field. He cast his mantle on him. And immediately Elisha realized and he knew something. Elisha had a desire. I believe he did. I believe there was a desire and a hunger there. And he went after this man of God. And he asked him, and he made a request if he could go back and bid his parents and his family farewell. And Elijah told him to go. I don't know if it was somewhat of a testing. I don't know. Or if it was just an allowance, realizing he was just going. But he let him go back. And Elisha went back and he slew the oxen, sacrificed. And he took the plow, the implements, and he burned them and he used them for his altar. He was cutting off and letting go of everything that was behind him. And somehow, I don't know, but somehow I see Elijah walking on, and he looks back, perhaps thinking and wondering what's in the mind and what's in the plan of Elisha. And I think when he looks back, he sees that smoke arising. And he realizes what this young man's doing. And I just wonder today if there's still a drive and a desire, amen, that as we're walking on, amen, and we're following the Lord, if the Lord at times perhaps when he looks back to see how close we are, if he still sees the smoke ascending from where we burn the plows and from where we slow the oxen and we've sacrificed and we've laid down everything that was behind us and took our hands off of that. I've heard that this week. I'm telling you, I felt that when I heard that message, amen, that Brother Eugene preached, amen, about letting everything go and about being drawn closer and closer to God in the work of the Lord, and a greater drive that I do not want to be denied in the work of the Lord, amen, and in the harvest field and what God has, amen, for the body of Christ. And so Elijah burned the plow, and he slayed the oxen, and he followed after the man of God. Immediately he went after him. I believe he made his mind up right then that he was not going to be denied. I don't know what was in his mind. I don't know what he was expecting. I don't know what he thought. But this one thing I'm for sure of. Amen. He knew that whatever he was going to get, he was going to get it. Amen. By following the man of God and being where the power of God was working. Amen. And where the power of God was in operation. I believe, amen, that his knowledge of the working power of God and the man of God let him know, amen, that if he followed him and stayed close to him, he perhaps could have went and hung around the young men at the school of the prophets. But he wanted to stay with the prophet of God. He wanted to know. He wanted to see. He wanted to be determined. In other words, he would not be denied. Amen. He knew that everything he was going to get, amen, was going to come from following the ways of the Lord. He knew that the man of God had the word of God. And from the word of God, there would be the presence of God, and from the presence of God there would be the provision of God. Having cut off and laid aside and laid back everything that was behind him, I believe he had a made up mind. I will not be denied. I believe the longer that he followed him and the longer that he walked with him, I believe the more messages that he heard. I don't know, sometimes I just think about what it would have been like to walk with some of these men of God. You know, we oftentimes think about what would it have been to walk with the Lord, to sit on the grassy hillside when he taught those disciples and he told them to sit down. But I wonder sometimes what it would have been to hear some of the prophets of God preach and thunder down the word of God. But whatever it was, amen, hallelujah. I'm telling you, Elisha was hearing the man of God preach, and I believe it was drawing him closer every message that he heard, every work that he beheld, amen, everything that the man of God did, amen, caused a greater hunger. He said, I'm not going to be denied. Wanting more of God, he said, I'm not going to be denied. Amen. And he went with him. I believe that that was his sole purpose. Amen. Was to stay close. Amen. He knew that everything that he had known before was gone. He wasn't going back to it. He wasn't going back to that worldly plow in the sense. Amen. He's going to put his hand on the gospel plow. Amen. And stay with the man of God. Amen. All the way. He made his mind up. Amen. Even before the request was made, even before the man of God asked him, what would you have me do? I believe he made his mind up. I'm going to keep my eyes on him. Amen. I'm going to keep my eyes on the word of God. I'm going to follow him everywhere he goes. I'm going to watch every step that he takes. I'm going to listen to him when he talks. I'm going to watch the way that he lives. I'm not going to be denied. Being denied means that we've got a made up mind. Amen. Every distraction along the way is nothing more but a ploy and a plot. Amen. That the enemy lays a snare and a trap for our life to try to distract us at that moment. Amen. That's all it takes, is a fleeting moment to be distracted. Amen. From the work of God. All it takes is just one glance, one look. Amen. To build one upon the other. But Elisha is on his way. Amen. This man of God is on his way out. He speaks to us, amen, as a man of God, amen, that the Lord has used mightily, amen, and what Elijah does, that God has used mightily. And Elisha speaks to us, amen, as a man that wants more of God. And I'm telling you, when I look around and I see some of these older men, our older preachers, amen, in the movement that we have, and I think, oh God, give me a desire that I do not want to be denied. I don't know. I'm getting to know a little bit more and more every year. But I look around when I see, like Brother Savage. I've only had the privilege of hearing him preach a few times in person. But when I hear him preach, I think, oh my God, I don't want to be denied. Should the Lord tarry, amen, and we live and remain on this earth, oh God, let me pursue. Let me keep my eyes on them. When I see Brother Peach, amen, just being around these great men of God is enough to stir us, that I don't want to be denied. I don't want to take my sight. I don't want to take my path in any other direction. Listen, I was raised up in a pretty good home, not quite as tight, you know, as we are now, but I was raised up in a good home, in a godly home, where mom and daddy took me to church, amen, and taught me about the ways of God. But I'm telling you, the older that I get and the longer that I live, amen, the more that I see, amen, that the greater necessity, amen, in this life is to make it to that life. Amen. The greater necessity in this life, amen, is to keep my sight fixed, amen, on men of God. Amen. To keep my ears peaked to the word of God. So Elijah. Oh my goodness. When we leave him last, he's called down fire. He's faced the enemy. He's made some decisions about what he's going to do. And the Lord has spoke to him about what to do and where to go. And I'm telling you right now, Elisha said, I'm going with him. And he did follow him. Praise God. He did follow him. I want you to notice that from the start of their journey, when God spoke to Elijah, And let him know that your time is just about where you're going to be taken up into heaven. Elisha made his mind up, I'm going with him. I'm not going to stop along the way. I'm not going to take a detour. I'm not going to take a sabbatical. I'm going with him all the way. I'm not going to stop listening to somebody else. Amen. I'm going with him. And he followed him all the way from the time that they left Gilgal until they journeyed unto Bethel, until they went to Jericho, until they made their way to the Jordan. He followed him. And Brother Chan, you're exactly right. It wasn't without some distractions. But I tell you right now, I'm glad that his direction, amen, was pointed, amen, toward his desire that he would not be denied. And I just wonder here today, maybe if there might be somebody among us, amen, that you've been seeking God for something. Amen, you've been laying it on the altar, but it just hadn't come to pass. Amen, just hadn't come your way. I want to say something to you today. Make your mind up that I will not be denied. Amen. That God is still able. I heard the preacher say that this week. I'm encouraged. Amen. That God is still able. Make your mind up that you're not going to be denied for what you need. That you're not going to be denied for what your family needs. That you're not going to be denied for what your wife needs. Make your mind up. Listen, they left Gilgal. That was their starting point. Gilgal holds a special place. Oh, yes, it does. A special place. Let me tell you just a couple of things. I really didn't realize this till the other night. It was brought out one of the messages. And I'm sure like a lot of things we've read at times and then we just maybe forget. I don't know. But Gilgal was the place that before Saul, right when he was anointed king, that they renewed the covenant with the kingdom. So, yeah, Israel had wanted a king. And they were turning from God. And they wanted to be like every other nation. And so God granted them that and told the man of God to anoint Saul as king. And so while he was doing that, because he was going to deliver Israel from the Philistines, from their enemy, he was going to deliver them. But before he got it done, amen, there was the Ammonites that came and they were going to go against the men of Jabesh Gilead and they were going to rise up and overtake them. But the men went to Saul wondering what to do. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, Saul rose up and said, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to give in to them. We're not going to do that. And so he wrought the victory and he took them to Gilgal and they renewed the covenant. Amen. And they made sacrifices and peace offerings at Gilgal. And so I want to tell you something today. Amen. If you're going to make your mind up that you're not going to be denied, it will start with a renewal. Amen. A renewal. Amen. Of your commitment to God where you offer sacrifices and peace offerings. Amen. To walk in the light of the love of the Lord. But can I tell you this? Amen. Gilgal. It was the first place of crossing over. Amen. When they came over into the new land. And God brought them through that Jordan and brought them in to the promised land. And it was at Gilgal that they renewed the covenant of circumcision. Hadn't done it all through the wilderness. Forgot about it while they were in Egypt, but at Gilgal, amen, they prepared themselves and they renewed the covenant of circumcision and they made themselves clean before the Lord. They started from there. Right, that's what the Bible says. They started from Gilgal, amen, and made their way when Elijah knew that he was going to be taken up from this earth into heaven. And Elisha said, I'm going. Amen. It had been maybe some 6-7 years or so right there since Elijah had been walking down the dusty road and he saw Elisha plowing in the field. Amen. And from that time to then, amen, Elisha had been following him. But it was at that moment, amen, at that moment, I believe that Elisha said, I'm making a renewal. Amen. I'm making a renewal. I'm going to follow him wherever he goes. I'm going to stay with him. Can I tell somebody today, as simple as it may be, amen, and as repetitive as it also may be, amen, let's stay in the church. Amen. I said, let's stay in the church. Amen. Don't waver from that. I said, don't waver from that. Look neither to the left nor to the right. Amen. But stay the course. That's something that he done. He stayed the course. Amen. He stayed the course. course, they left Gilgal and they made their way to Bethel. We all know what was at Bethel is the house of God. And when there's a renewal of commitment, amen, there's going to be a time of worship. Amen. Glory to God. And at the house of God, amen, I believe that man, Elisha said, I'm staying with him. If this man's going to go to Bethel, amen, I'm going to stay with him. If this man's going to go to the house of the Lord, I'm going to stay with him. I'm not going to be denied. I'm not going to be denied. I'm not going to be denied. Hey, listen. When Gabe was out of church, I didn't know about this, but Preston, our young people, we don't have a lot, but I'm thankful for what we've got, amen. And so one of them sent out a text, and they said, let's all take a day of fasting and fast for Gabe. Oh, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen, because they had made up their mind, Brother Joshua, that they were not going to be denied. Amen, too many prayers had been prayed. Too much labor had been given. Listen, there's too much invested. Amen, in your time, there's too much invested. In your tithe, there's too much invested. In your time and tithe and your talent. Amen, just to let it roll away and give up on it. They said, we're going to fast for him. And every one of them began to take a day because they were not going to be denied. Woo! They're praying he'd come to church on Sunday. But thank God, hallelujah, on a Friday night before Sunday, there was a youth meeting. And God, somebody said, I believe with my daughter, got him testified and said, God exceeded my expectations. Amen. We were praying and pressing, amen, for him to get there on Sunday. But God, hallelujah, got in the arrangements. And on a Friday night, I'm telling you, amen, don't give up on the house of God. I'm not going to be denied. Oh, yeah. There seems to be some renewed fervor and vigor. Amen. Coming from conviction. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Ha, woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, praise God. I don't want to have to go back and rebuild. I just want to build on top. I've been trying to do that, Brother Prescott. Brother Alton, my goodness, hallelujah. I've been trying to do that for the last few months. Amen, Brother Thornburg. Oh, man, great man of God right there. Brother Thornburg come our way for a few nights and preached. And I that first message, amen, seeking the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. I said, that's it. That's it. Seeking being right with God. Amen. The righteousness of God. And I said, yeah, that's exactly. That's what I stuck right there. And then we come to conviction. And Brother Prescott talks about being persuaded. And Brother Shoecraft talks about the privilege. I said, that's it. I don't want to back up on that. Amen. I want to be persuaded. I want to live in the privilege. Amen. I want to seek the righteousness of God. I don't want to have to go back. I want to build. Elisha said, I'm going with him. I wonder if anybody here today, amen, would have that same mindset. Amen. Yeah, I'm going with him. Amen. Glory to God. There we are at Bethel at the house of God. Amen. There we are where worship takes place. Hey, listen. Abraham built an altar between Ai and Bethel. But Jacob wrestled. Glory to God. Amen. And saw a vision of the Lord. Amen. And called it the house of God. Amen. Right there. And Elisha, when he got there, I want you to notice this. Everywhere he went, when they left Gilgal, those sons of the prophets were there. All three places. The only difference is that at Bethel and at Jericho, they talked to him. But at Jordan, they didn't say nothing. They just went over and watched. But when it got... When they got to Bethel, the sons of the prophets, he told them, said, know you not that the Lord's going to take away your master today. I don't know. I don't know all the implications of that. Brother Chen had to help us with it. Amen. And break all that down. I don't know if they're just trying to tell him something they thought he didn't know, or if they're just trying to ease him down, you know, let him down real easy. But I tell you, I'm glad what he told them. I'm glad he said, hold your peace. Amen. Hold your peace. I'm going with this man. Amen. He could have easily just stayed there and said, well, he's going to be gone in a little while. And I'm going to stay around these old boys here. These good preacher boys. I'm going to stay around them. You know, they're just trying to comfort me. Amen. I tell you what they were doing. They're trying to give him doubt. But I'm glad he made his mind up, said, I will not be denied. He done what John did. He done what the Baptist did when John was in prison after preaching the word of God and thundering it loud and thundering it clear. Amen. When that old woman had him locked up. Oh, come on now. Amen. There he is in prison, not knowing what's going on. He hadn't lost out. He hadn't backslid. He just wanted to make sure. Amen. The devil, I think, was trying to hound him with doubt. But here's what he done. Here's what he done. He sent unto Jesus. He sent those disciples unto Jesus and said, ask him. Go to him. Can I tell you something today? Amen. It's a whole lot better to go to him. I said, it's a whole lot better to go to Jesus than it is to anybody else. Ask him. He said, I'm not going to be denied. I'm not staying here. I'm not staying with y'all. Oh, no. And so here we go. Elijah takes off from there and he makes his way. And now he's going to Jericho. And at Jericho, hey, man, listen, one of the greatest victories that Israel had. And one of the greatest defeats too. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, man, there is a battle after every victory. I said there's a battle after every victory. What that old enemy and what our flesh wants us to do, amen, is at the pinnacle of our victory and our celebration, amen, is to let down a little bit. But there is a battle after every victory. The first and one of the greatest victories they had was at Jericho. Amen. The word Jericho means a sweet fragrance or a sweet smell. And I'm telling you, they walked up on that town and there it was. Elijah said, tarry here. And the sons of the prophet said, no, you're not. That the Lord's going to take away your master today. And what did Elisha say? I will not be denied. I'm going to follow him all the way. I don't know when he's leaving. I don't know how he's leaving. But he ain't leaving without me. Amen. Because I got my mind made up. He's pushed him to the side. He said, I'm going with him. I'm going with him. Well, wrote through one of the greatest victories. Amen. I don't know what they're trying to do there. If they're trying to do doubt or discourage, I don't know. I don't know. But I know this, amen, that the voices all around us, amen, if we allow them, they'll bring doubt and they'll bring discouragement. But I'll tell you right now, the word of the Lord, amen, will speak encouragement and the word of the Lord will speak faith. I read in the Bible, amen, where David, amen, was greatly discouraged. Him and his men had come back. Ziklag had been ransacked and burned. Their wives, their women, their children, and all the spoil had been taken. And David was sorrowful. And the people spoke of stoning him. And he really didn't know what to do. But the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. I want to tell you something. I believe that when Elisha heard those voices at Jericho, he said, I'm going with the man of God. I just want to tell somebody this. Whatever it is. I know these people have been singing for the Holy Ghost. There's people singing for the Holy Ghost in that revival, Brother Prescott. And I know these people have been praying for their children. How many here's got a lost child or lost children? Yeah. Don't be denied. Don't be denied. God still gives revival. That's exactly right. He's the only one that can. And he'll do it. You may be seeking for an answer to prayer, seeking for a closer walk. And the devil's trying to tell you, no, you just got to stay there. Stay right where you're at. Don't go no farther. You're okay. You're okay. Perhaps maybe that's what was being done at Bethel. They were just saying, well, just stay right here at the house of God. You don't have to go any farther. You don't have to do any different. And I want to tell you, hey, man, if the devil can get us just to be content with just staying in the house of God, Oh, help us, Lord, today. But then he went on. Maybe they tried to say, well, just stay right here to Jericho. Amen. You've wrought great victories. You've got some great victories in your life. You've seen what the man of God has done. Amen. You've been witness to it. Just stay right here. But he said, no, I shall not be denied. And I'll tell you, I believe what we need today. Amen. I believe there's some people here that are doing this. Amen. What we need today is for the church, amen, to really take a stand. I know this is somewhat repetitive, but take a stand and say, I shall not be denied. There may be somebody beside of you, amen, that needs you to do that. Amen, that could be an encouragement, that could be a catalyst under them, that could push them just a little bit more. I've told my church numerous times, I said, I'm going to push you a little bit. I said, I'm going to push you a little bit. You may not shout like I do. You may not holler like I do. You may not run like I do. You may not react or act like I do. But I'm going to push you. As long as we worship God and the Spirit of the Lord is moving, I'm going to push you. If you can't do nothing but raise your right foot, I'm going to push you to worship God. I shall not be denied. As I was thinking about this, I was looking up some information on abortion. We were able to go with some of you good folk here up to Washington at that March for Life, and I was just looking at some things because of all these horrendous the bills that have been passed, the laws that these states have been passing. Amen. But thank God, was it Alabama? Thank God for Alabama. Amen. Just passed that law, one of the strictest. Amen. But we know that the laws of man are not going to stop it. It takes the law of God. But anyway, I was looking at some stuff on some information on abortion. There were some videos that come up. One of them popped up, and it was a video about some people that had went to the college campus. And they were going to interview some people about abortion, trying to change their mind. And I thought, well, I'm going to look at this. You know, I'd like to get some information. And they went to one of those safe spots, you know. The colleges have got those safe spots. You know, that's what they call them, or free speech spots, whatever they are. And so they went up there, and they just started talking to people, and somebody got upset. Somebody got mad because the spot that they were on, Brother Barti, was an area, amen, in the middle of this campus that had been built and dedicated to a man. And they thought that's all you're supposed to do there is just talk about him. And they got upset, and they called the police, they called the officials, and they were going to make those people leave. But those people that were there, the one doing the interview, said, no, I'm going to stay. I'm not going to be run off. I'm not going to be denied. I'm going to stay right here. So one cop turned into four cops. And four cops turned into some of the college officials coming out. And four cops and the college officials turned into a crowd that was heckling and was railing against them. But they said, I'm not going to move. I'm going to stay right here. In other words, they were saying, I'm not going to be denied my right of what I can do according to the laws of this land. I'd like to tell somebody today, that we just say, I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to be denied my rights according to the law of God and what the Word of God says. And so he made his way with him to Jericho, and then they went to Jordan. And of course, Jordan is some said it's a river of judgment or a descender, but it's the crossing over. It's the crossing over. Those prophets, sons of the prophets, didn't say anything else to him. There'll come a time when they're not going to say nothing else to us. They're just going to look at us and wonder what we're going to do. Yeah, that's right. See if we're going to follow through. You know, see if we're just hot air. Or are we really going to stand and do? And I got stirred because I don't think those people doing the interview, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know them. I don't think that they're Christians. They were not talking vulgar. They weren't in any way presenting themselves in a vulgar type of way at all. I just don't think that they are. They may have been. But I just said, my goodness, if they can stand and say, I'm not going to be denied. And then when Elisha's standing there with Elijah, and the sons of the prophet are standing over there watching, wondering what's he going to do. And the man of God smokes the water, and the waters are divided, and they go over. Elisha could have stood back and said, well, I'm just going to watch him. I'm going to see what's going to happen. I'm going to see how he's going to leave, where he's going to go. He said, no, I'm not going to be denied. I'm going to go with him. And because he would not be denied, the prophet asked him, said, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And I want to tell us today that sometimes it's going to just take some real digging in. Amen. Not just a casual passing by the altar, but some real digging in and some real seeking God. Amen. And God's going to see what we're doing. And God's going to grant our petition. And so he asked him, said, what do you want? He said, I want that double portion. I want that double anointing. You know what else he was asking for? He was asking for the elder son or the first son's portion. My goodness, I would somebody today, amen, that would feel like that you're the elder brother or you're the elder daughter of God, and God, amen, has got a double portion for you. I'm not going to be denied. Stand with me today. Remember the account of the prodigal? Very well, I'm sure. The elder brother, remember what the father told him? All that I have. All of it. All of it. All of it is yours. Everything that I have belongs to you. Woo! I will not be denied. What is it? What is it? They started praying. Brother Prescott started praying. Months. Months. It had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with God. Oh yeah. I told them, I don't mean it to sound facetious. They could have stuck a pole up there and put a coat on it. Woo! They've been seeking God. They wasn't going to be denied. Well, Barty said, when he asked God, and God told him my name, what'd you say? Are you sure? And when Brother Barty called me, I said the same thing. But they done made their mind up. I'm not going to be denied. I'm going all the way. I'm going to stay the course. And that's what Elisha did. He stayed the course. He stayed the course. He stayed the course. He didn't detour. Brother Chan, he stayed the course. He stayed with the Word of God. Amen. The power of God. And the presence of God. He stayed the course. I just wonder today. I want to ask you two questions. Are you staying the course? And what is it? What is it that you'd be willing to say, I'm not going to be denied. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. Listen, the charismatics are copying us and making us feel like sometimes we can't use the Word of God and we can't use the truth of God. That's right. They want to make the Pentecostal and the holiness folk feel like we can't, because we think, well, somebody's going to identify us with that. Well, my grandfather told me that long before the charismatics were shouting and swinging from chandeliers, that the Pentecostals were shouting and swinging from the chandeliers. And if God says we can have it, we can have it. If we ask anything according to His will, we've got confidence. That's not charismatic. That's King James. Yeah. We've got this confidence. If we ask anything according to His will, don't stay right there at Bethel. Don't stay at Jericho and don't stay on the wrong side of Jordan. Woo! He'd have never got that mantle, would he, Brother Chan? He'd have never got the mantle. He'd have never been able to cry out, "Where is the God of Elijah?" He'd have never been able to smite the waters. I will not be denied. I will not be denied. Father, today we thank you. Oh God, Lord, help us today, Lord, in the power of your might, and in the promise of your word, yeah, and in the presence of your spirit, God, help us today. I want to tell you something, if it's just one thing, make your mind up, I will not be denied. If it's according to the will of God, if it's been a burden on your heart, and it's been a prayer of your life, make your mind up. Don't settle for the second prayer request. Amen. Make your mind up. You're not going to be denied. Amen. You're going to get what God says you can have. You're going to get what you ask God for. Amen. You're going to be determined. You're going to stay with the Lord. You're not going to be distracted. You're not going to settle for something else. You're going to get what you want from God. I just wonder today, who is it that really, you've been seeking God and you've been asking but you hadn't got it, and you're feeling like you're, maybe you've wavered a little bit from it, but you want to get back and say, I'm not going to be denied. When God told Ezekiel to go look in the valley, is anybody preaching on Ezekiel in the valley? Right.
Say people get tired.